Just one halakha in the laws of Shabbat. Happens sometimes that a person takes the food off the fire on Shabbat and it's dry, so they want to add water to it. So they want to know, is that permissible on Shabbat or not? Well, clearly if the water is cold and you're adding it into the pot that was just taken off to the fire, the law is that a kli rishon, that's the pot that the food was cooked in, even when you take it off the fire, it still has the ability to cook. So when you're pouring the cold water onto this food, you're cooking the cold water. So that's for sure asur. The question is, can I take hot water? Let's say I'm pouring it directly from the urn, or I'm pouring it directly from the kumkum that was on the fire. So I'm pouring hot water into hot. So the chaura should be okay because the water is cooked and I'm pouring into something that's cooked, so nothing's getting cooked. However, the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, as written in the Gittit Teshuvah, he says that this is a great mistake and a great stumbling block by the people. Because what happens is, sometimes, first of all, the hot water is really not hot, and then we end up cooking it. And even if it's boiling hot, when you pour it and it goes through the air, it cools off. And then by the time it hits the food, it re-cooks the water again that cooled off as it was going through the air. And that's the opinion of many of the Rishonim. And that's the opinion of Maran and Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Nun Gimal Alachad Dalet. Yesh Lemchot B'yad Anuagim Natmin Me'erish Rat Kumkum Shel Mayim Hamim. They boil hot water, that's not the problem. They do it before Shabbat. V'notnim Otam Netoch HaKedera B'Shabbat. But they pour it in the Kedera on Shabbat Keshet Tavshil Mitztamek, when the food starts to dry. And therefore it's Asur. Because the second that the water comes out of the kumkum, they lose their hotness, the heat, and therefore it's not like a kli rishon anymore. Which means now they're cooled off, and when it hits the food, it's recooking the water. And that's the way the Sfaradim are noheg, even though the Ashkenazim are lenient on this. אבל ספרדים החם ומדיה רייט שלום ושלום ומי עלות המזרח צריכים להחמיר בזה כדעת מרן שאסר לעשות כן בהחלט. This is forbidden under all circumstances. ונראה שאם עילת התבשיל אותו כלי שני, but if you pour the food into a כלי שני, מותר להערות עליו מים חמים ושכלי שני אינו מבשר. Once you pour the food from the kli rishon into, let's say, another pot, so now that second pot is called the kli sheni. Kli sheni does not have the power to mevashel. So when now you're going to pour this hot water in, that's not a problem. Even if you put cold water, because bottom line, kli sheni is not mevashel, so therefore you have no problem. So again, this is very important to remember exactly how to do this. It happens a lot of times. You leave things on the fire the whole night, the crock pot or the hamin or whatever it is, and it's dry. So you just want to add a little water to make it more juicy or more moist. One has to be very careful. The only way for Sfaradim to do this is to pour the food into kli sheni and then continue. Even though you're pouring hot water in, doesn't matter. Once it hits the airspace, it cools off enough that it can be a bishul again.